messenger RNA, and it was all to do with coding genes. And the size of it varied from very small, such as oxytocin, all the way up to 2.5 million base pairs for dystrophin. We now realise that there are many more varieties of RNA, and the majority of them are actually non-coding, non-protein coding RNA molecules. For simplicity, we've broken these down according to size, and so you have very short, slightly larger still, and located in different places RNA, so nuclear or nucleolar RNA. The most important appear to date to be these microRNA. So these are very short regions of micro. These are very short molecules of RNA, about 22 base pairs in size. About 678 are known currently, and we estimate about 1,000 will exist in humans. We know they're important because they're very primitive, these. They go all the way back to yeast and plants. In fact, plants have got a far more developed microRNA network than humans do. So anything that's conserved that far back in biology tends to be very important. When it comes to targeting a protein, these microRNAs have complementary regions at the beginning of them that bind to the